Welcome to Life in Full Expression with me, your host, Beth Wolf. In this show, we will explore, elevate, expand, and learn how to live your best life. Have you ever wondered what it feels like to live your life in full expression or create an expansive vision for your future? Get ready to be energized to fully express yourself, discover your heart's clarity for dynamic direction and life decisions, and develop your unique capabilities so you are delivering your ever-increasing capacities into your world. Join me, Beth Wolf, and unleash the limitless capabilities of your soul, experiencing amazement, collaboration, fun, and purpose. Life in Full Expression starts now. Hey, everybody. This is Beth with Life in Full Expression. Welcome to Monday. Glad you are joining me today where I love to explore, elevate, and expand a life in full expression. And something that's really kind of been on my own heart, my soul recently has been my own intuition. As we are wrapping up 2022 and we're coming into 2023, it's like, all right, what would I love to really plant seeds in, put some stakes in the ground for 2023? And as a health, life, and business coach, that is really what I love to do for my clients. And foremost, I love to plant those seeds for myself. So one of the ways that I like to do this is to remember that I have an intuition, and it really truly is a key ingredient that is going to help you bring lasting changes in your life. One of my power partners in helping my clients is a phenomenal health coach, Brett Clark. He has a phenomenal business that really helps people in nutrition and releasing weight. But we found that sometimes we can release weight and then it just comes back on. Have you guys ever experienced that? Or if you're maybe on the other aspect that you'd like to gain muscle mass and you gain muscle mass and then you lose muscle mass. So why are those changes not staying, you know, with us? Is we create habits, but then we let those habits slip away. So intuition is a tool that I use for myself and my clients as I go into really blueprinting the next year ahead. And so I'm going to use a couple books that I actually read 10 years ago. And all of a sudden, I'm walking by my bookshelf and I'm like, you know, I'd like to read those books again. And I pulled them off the bookshelf and I set them on the floor. I think they sat on my floor near the bookshelf, maybe for, you know, 4 or 5 days before I picked them back up again. And have started reading them. And there are two books by Penny Pierce. If you're not familiar with her, I've put links in the description of this episode that you can link right to Amazon. And one of the books that I read was The Intuitive Way, and the other one is called Frequency. So I highly recommend them, and I'm going to be referencing them in this podcast. And she describes intuition as this. She says, discover how your private intuition is the catalyst for self-improvement, self-realization, making deep, lasting changes in your personal life. It is only subjective experience, not facts, that register as real. So how often have we experienced, even in our education system, where we're learning a lot of head knowledge and we're sitting in a desk, but we're not actually engaging in experience? So then your brain really just doesn't remember it because there's not an experiential system that has integrated all of this that you've learned. And so in some ways, our education system lacks a lot of experiential aspects. That's one of the reasons why I've always loved sciences, is there's usually always a lab that goes with the content that we're learning. And that was one of the ways that I learned about titration when I was taking chemistry, organic chemistry and chemistry from my professor, Dr. Munch. That really was his name, Dr. Munch. And I, you know, learning about titration was nice in a book. But when I actually had a beaker in front of me and I had two chemical solutions, and one was in the beaker and another one I'm dripping drop by drop until basically the solution in the beaker changes a different color. Now I'm like, oh, that's what titration is. Drip by drip by drip by drip until we get a change. So what if we could really tap into our intuition of our soul, our true soul expression, and help us drip in this titration of lasting change? So that's my intention as 2023 is coming ahead, is that I'm going to put some really cool titration into my life, that I'm going to be just dripping in some lasting changes. So another thing in just highlighting these two books, The Intuitive Way and Frequency, and by the way, in 1997, The Intuitive Way was first published by Penny, and then she did an expanded version in later in 2005, I believe. It is a great workbook of experiential dive into intuition. So if you haven't got that, I highly recommend that book. And she is really described as a respected clairvoyant empath and a pioneer in the field of intuition development. She's actually been affiliated with the Center of the Applied Intuition and the Intuition for the Study of Conscious Evolution and the Arlington Institute. So check her out. Check out these books. And so as I mentioned earlier, I read these books about 10 years ago as I was awakening myself. I've always loved spirituality, and I've always been very curious about it and studied actually the Bible very deep for over two decades. And always very, very curious about my spiritual aspect and, you know, how things experience. And as I was moving more out of this constraint of religion that I was brought up in, a bit of Baptist, a bit of Protestant perspective in religion, I started visiting this other church that was a little bit more on the spiritual side of, you know, speaking in tongues and energy and spirituality. And I started noticing some changes in my body that I was like, this is really interesting. I've never experienced this. For example, I was sitting on my porch one day and I was sitting there with a friend, and all of a sudden I felt this wave of energy come through my body. The wind wasn't blowing. And I was like, did you feel that? And she's like, yeah, I felt that, but it was only over your body. It wasn't over mine. And so more and more of these things started happening with me, and little announced to me, they'd actually been going on for quite a few years, because before I became a life, health, and business coach, I've had a career in athletic medicine, sports medicine for over 40 years. And so a lot of times I would be basically working on patients and clients, and I would just have this intuitive sense to go here on their body, or try this, or let's do this. And it wasn't always based in science. And people would typically, the physical therapist that I would be working with or somebody else, they would go, well, you know, how did you know to do that? What article did you read? Or did you go to a class? And I would go, you know, it just kind of came in. So I was being exposed to my intuition, yet in the medical field, you really didn't want to talk too much about the woo-woo kind of thing or the unseen, because, you know, then in some ways you'd be discredited. So for years, I just kept it pretty much a secret to myself. And, you know, a lot of times people would come in, and I used to do a lot of massage, soft tissue work, myofascial, joint Mobs, and my hands and my thoughts would just go to the area. And literally, there would be like a new technique that I've never even done before that would download in. And the patient would come back the next day and they're like, I don't know what you did, but wow. And I also believe, too, that there is an aspect that that person's body wanted to be healed, was open to healing, and it was just a blocked energy, and we just rattled it up, and away it went. So far, that's kind of been my experience, but it's become a little bit more sharper. I wanted to give you a quote about intuition. It really is direct. It's unbiased perception that comes from unifying the fragmented parts of your awareness, like your body, your emotions, your mind, and spirit. And it actually arises when you and I really are focused in the present moment, alert but not tense, connected with your body and feeling, but not really using a willpower like an angst, and it feels simple and it's open. Another aspect is that intuition can speak from different levels of your brain as an instinctive attraction or repulsion, as impression from one of your five senses, and or as a sudden flash of understanding a complex meaning, system, vision, or pattern of information. And finally, you know, this is all from Penny Pierce's book, The Frequency. She says that intuition is a doorway that reveals a higher reality and clearer experience of the divine. So one of the things that I love to know up front is, okay, I'm going to put this time and effort into tapping into my intuition, you know, putting seeds for 2023, and what might be some results that you and I could actually expect from knowing how to interact and expand at a higher level of really a vibration, because our bodies are energy in motion. You know, when I learned in organic chemistry and cellular biology, we have positive and negative ions that are in our body, and they're always interacting and interchanging and going from inside the cell to outside the cell. So we are consistently energy in motion. So what might be those three basic results that we could expect from tapping into our intuition even more? And one of them is understanding. Second, appreciation, and three, compassion. And as I have dove into intuition more and more, I've seen all three of these things grow so much more in me. So one of the things is just asking questions is going to create amazing solutions and answers. So here's some questions that we might want to ponder. What if this sensitivity could become a strength? So you've already heard that I actually have this sensitivity when I worked in sports medicine, and it truly was a strength, but didn't really want to share it because of my fear of judgment. And actually, I experienced from orthopedic surgeons, they're like, you know, don't be telling me about that woo-woo stuff, Beth. And so you're just like, no, don't talk about it. Another question. What if it could help you and me develop skill to navigate the world, navigate doing business, or attaining wisdom? What if it could do that? And what if it could help you and I clear fears, be more loving, create true stability, and have better relationships, and manifest the life you may want, need, and actually speed up our spiritual growth? So we're going to take a short break. And after we come back from the break, I'm going to dive into three phases of development of your intuition from Penny's book, The Intuitive Way. So we're going to dive into those. We're going to look at three of these. The first being creating a clear lens is very important. Next phase is accessing subtle information. And then third, making intuition useful. So grab a cup of tea, you know, shout out to other people if you're listening to this right now, send them the link and have them join us, because this is really going to help ignite your 2023. I'll look for you back here in a few minutes right after this break.
Have you walled yourself in? Are you hiding from yourself and others? There are a lot of theories about what is wrong in the world. What few people talk about is self-love. Linda Lamp can help you reconnect with your soul's knowledge and aid you on your journey to wholeness. She helps you love yourself because the love of oneself is the most critical and fundamental love that exists. To find out more, visit lyndalamp.com. That's LYNDALamp.com.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You have one life to live. You want to spend it doing something you enjoy and that has meaning. If you're listening to this, then you're among the many who feel that the work they're doing is no longer a fit. My comprehensive coaching will support you and help you figure it out. I've coached hundreds of people through career transition. But visit my website today to book a free call, www.reinventing-u.com, when what you do matches who you are.
Welcome back, you guys. We are going through an episode on a key ingredient that's going to create lasting change. And the key ingredient is for you and I to be tapped into our intuition, which really, in essence, we're tapped into our true soul expression. So welcome back to Transformation Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Beth Wolf, with Life in Full Expression, where I love to not only help myself, but help all of you listeners really expand, elevate, and explore a life in full expression. So right now, we're going to dive back into a book called The Intuitive Way by Penny Pierce. And what does it take to really develop your intuition? So first, I'm going to take with just you kind of a summary, and then we'll go a little bit deeper. So creating a clear lens, really, I love the example that she gives in her book. She talks about that if you have binoculars and they're dirty, or you forgot to take the cap off, no matter how fantastic the view, you won't enjoy it or benefit from it. So where intuition is concerned, a clear lens means a clear mind. And I grew up here in the Pacific Northwest, and so many times I would, you know, run over and grab the binoculars to look at something out along the water, and I'm like, oh man, the cap's on, I can't see it. Or they're not in focus. So, you know, you play around with a little bit to focus them in. So that's the number one phase, is really creating a clear lens. And today I'm going to talk about, in that category, about how to recognize your own intuitive way. Second phase that Penny talks about is accessing a subtle information. This is where you get to learn to access and interpret intuitive information from the intangible realms. Okay, now I'm getting excited about this. Learning and discovering techniques for becoming receptive and neutral, for maximizing your sensitivity to subtle information so that you can use your mind to travel into your body where intuitive information first makes itself known. It's really cool. In part of the book, she really talks about the reptilian brain, the midbrain, the high brain, and how the information moves through there. So we're going to look at becoming aware of the invisible in that phase. And then finally, making intuition useful. Discovering to use a direct knowing to help increase the guidance you receive from dreams, activate positive imagination, attain super conscious guidance for yourself and others, make decisions, communicate more effectively, open your creativity, heal yourself, and manifest what you need. You get to learn to be alert for blind spots in intuition development and stay in the flow through the ethical use of your new perceptual skill. I love that last part. There's like an ethical use of our intuition. And I want to talk a little bit about the chapter in that phase on harnessing your dreams and imagination. So let's take a look at these phases from the book, The Intuitive Way. So let's go back to this first phase, creating a clear lens and recognizing the intuitive way. So here's some things that might have happened when you woke up this morning. Did you start to make a list in your mind as my sun sign being Capricorn and being a sea goat? Oh my God, I start with those lists like right away. I'm like, okay, what's the mountain to ascend today? Maybe feel pressured to be smarter, faster, so you can digest all the info that, you know, is coming at you. That might be another thought you had. Do you feel a need to control the environment around you so you feel you could have some sort of serenity? Are those some questions that might have arose as you woke up this morning? And we really get to use, we get used to be using what is the left brain, the logical brain, the linear brain, in this fashion. And basically, we accept that this might be the way of life and how it's to be felt. Certainly, there's a fair amount of education systems that pretty much are all about this. You know, both of my daughters are artistic in their way, and a lot of times the educational system really didn't support really fostering the right side of the brain. So another question might be, do you feel like you may be losing your intuitive edge with this information age? And I love how Penny describes, and again, I read these books over 10 years ago, that even then she was talking about how we are moving from an informational age to an intuition age. So one of the things about recognizing your intuitive way, here's a quote by the master Jean Houston. She says, "When reason rules, then dreams and prophecies, psychic insights, and unconscious forces actually go underground and fester. Rationalism is success in cutting off access to our deep psychic and deep spiritual dimension, suppresses half of our life." A quote by Jean Houston. So what does it look like for us to create a clearer lens and recognize it? Well, one of my master teachers that I learned from actually said, notice what you're noticing. And Penny Pierce talks about that as well in her book. She says, noticing intuition really starts here. So have you ever had a sense of familiarity about someone's photo or a place you've never been before? Have you felt a pull to go somewhere in the world and been activated with patterns of knowledge? You know, one of the things that I look at intuitively is people's eyes. It's like I'm very attracted to people's eyes, what they're looking like, what I'm feeling from them. I'm very intuitive about feeling vibration more than anything. So intuitive insight comes in forms that don't relate to usual concepts of time, space, and personal identity. You know, a little story about myself is I knew in fifth grade that I was a teacher. I just knew it emphatically that I was. I actually went the traditional route of getting an education degree and entered into that system to teach in the education system. And I quickly found that the content that I was teaching was just really boring to me. I got a degree in PE, biology and health, and sports medicine. And as I taught the PE in biology and health, I was like, oh my gosh, is this, this content is boring to me. So I had gotten another degree in athletic medicine, and I was fascinated with the anatomy and the human body and how it worked. And there was so much mystery about it that that's really where I went. But again, in fifth grade, I intuitively knew I was a teacher, and ultimately I wanted to, and one of the reasons why I'm doing this podcast is to inspire and ignite and impact your life in great ways. So about 7 years ago, after completing a 25-year marriage, I had an opportunity to really ask myself, well, what would I really love to teach if I could teach anything? And I know I don't want to go into the school systems and have that kind of constraint. What would I really, really, truly love to teach? And as an adjunct faculty professor at a local college, I was actually teaching a health class, but had a little bit more freedom with the content, the curriculum. And I fell into seeing that there's seven dimensions of a life. It's just not the physicality of it or the social or the spiritual. So that's what downloaded to me. I was like, oh, what about life in full expression in a seven dimensions? That really speaks to me. So I began a life in coaching with health and business and entrepreneurs. And you can see even on my face and hearing my voice that that really, really gives me life. So I just felt a great pull to bring in all the experience of what I learned about the body and the mind and my intrigue about knowing more about spirituality. So during sports medicine years that I worked in clinics with all the way from high school athletes to professional Olympic athletes, there was many unknowns that came to me, as I was mentioned before about athletes. And I want to start us off a little bit with a quote by Albert Einstein. This speaks to me. He says that the intellect has little to do on the road to discovery. There comes a leap in consciousness, call it intuition or what you will, and the solution comes to you, and you don't know how or why. Intuition is always at work. Like, why did you take the scenic way home? And all of a sudden you find out that you avoided a whole pileup on the freeway. Or like when I mentioned to you that so often I would be working on athletes and patients, and I would almost see a three-dimensional picture in my head of what the problem was. Because I'm such a visualizer in my head, I will see the anatomy in 3D before they actually came out with an app in 3D. It was already in my head. I was like, well, if this muscle's tight, then it's pulling this, you know, I love the shoulder. So if this part of the rotator cuff is tight, then it's pulling the head of the humerus, you know, slightly anterior and superior, so forward and up. So when they raise their arm, that's really causing a lot of compression. So, I wonder if I mow this ligament and I stretch that muscle and then I strengthen this muscle, that would probably put the head of the humerus back in alignment. And sure enough, boom, 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 it would all happen. But a lot of that would just come to me as I was sitting with the patient and feeling the shoulder of how it moved or really how it didn't move. So a lot of that intuitive information would be downloaded to me as I was working on people. And then even this week, as I have dived into more intuition, I was at a local auto parts store just recently getting some new windshield wipers because it was raining a little bit here. And I went in there, and the man that was helping me, I told him what kind of car and make and model and year I had. And intuitively, he just went, okay, here it is. But then he's like, well, I better check it in the computer. Anyways, long story short, the computer was wrong and he was right. And it was in his intuitive pulse that took us in the right direction. So a lot of times we get so busy and life gets so loud that we're truly not listening to our intuitive pulse. So one way intuition is activated is whenever you're so engrossed in concentration or you find that you lose track of time. That's when activities, you know, if you can remember when you were a child and time would just fly by. And, you know, maybe your parent or something calls you in from playing and you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize 4 hours went by. That's a telltale sign that you were really tapped into your intuitiveness. So here you are in your adult life. The question is really what gives you life in that sense? What would really just, you would lose track of time doing? And I'm not really talking about video games. I don't know why that just downloaded to me, but you're really, intuition is something that is really creative and productive, life-giving to your body, mind, and spirit. And there's also a good use for others in it as well. So whenever you merge so totally with your own self-expression, intuition is going to skyrocket. So your self-expression, it's coming from your soul. What really lights you up? So number two, intuition is really more than a magic show, all right? More than a lightning bolt string that comes down, or maybe, as you might think, a direct access to unlimited realms. At its best, intuition is really going to bring clarity. Wouldn't you love that for 2023? It's going to bring accuracy to ordinary awareness. That's awesome in decision making. And it's going to transport you into an experience of awe about your own incredible, amazing divine nature that you have. So Penny actually gives some troubleshooting that I thought I'd read from her book on page 10 here about if we're experiencing a little bit of, I would say, getting stuck in the mud. So here she gives a little bit of troubleshooting. I'll read this to us. When a new phenomena overwhelms you, so something new is coming in your life, she says, if you are suddenly opened into an unfamiliar way of perceiving, or if you receive information that frightens you, she says, try these techniques. Number one, assume you cannot know something without being ready for it. I love that. Relax and be with your experience. Give yourself an extra moment to pause and consider. Take your time. You don't have to know what to do right away. Number two, assume that some part of you knows what to do and that this part will soon enter your conscious mind if you allow it. Again, very important that we're chilled and relaxed. Next, consider that the experience or insight you have received may be true at a literal or symbolic level. Maybe the experience is simply to free up energy in your body and emotions. Consider three or four possible interpretations. And then lastly, to troubleshoot, some tips. In a meditation or with your journal, ask your soul to help you understand what to do, and then listen for instructions as they come through your body and record them. So there's some troubleshooting for taking in intuition. And intuition is actually going to come in three different modes. I've mentioned a little bit about it. It could come in a vision, dreams, fantasy, or meditation, where you received info. It could come in flashes of image of a friend before you actually see them. Have you ever been thinking about someone and then they call? Recently, yeah, I mentioned I filled up a journal and I needed another one. And I went to a networking event and there was a lady giving away journals. I literally got given a journal. I just had it here. I was going to show it to you guys. I think I left it in the other room. But another way intuition can come in is voice. That little voice that tells you things. And maybe if you didn't listen to it, you found out later that the little voice was totally correct. You know, like, hey, in the Pacific Northwest, grab an umbrella. You didn't. And then you end up, you know, being out in the rain. Or another one would be that you might be humming maybe one of your favorite songs or something like that. And literally the lyrics to that song have a solution to your problem in it. And then a third way is vibration. And this is one of the ones that happens with me the most is maybe you felt cold or clammy when entering a strange house, or you feel somebody's good vibe or not so good vibe. Can you tell if a pet is upset or an animal? Or maybe like me, your hands might be guided to a person's body where they're injured. I don't know how many times people have like, how did you know it was tight there? And just a lot of sensory feeling going on in my hands. So that's a little bit how intuition can come in, is vision, voice, and vibration. Now, accessing subtle information, how do you do that? How do you become aware of the invisible? One of the things that I share with people, times they'll ask me, well, what do you do for a living, Beth? And I'm like, I help the invisible become visible. So this is some of the ways. Pay attention to the importance of your environment, okay? Your body is a total sensory endeavor as a bodyguard. So it's really important that as soon as you rise your body up for the day, notice that it's going to be on the alert to keep you safe and keep you alive. So there might be voices going around. There's a great quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson I put in here for us today. It says, there are voices which we hear in solitude, but they grow faint and inaudible as we enter into the world. So if we get too busy and things are too loud around us, we may not really be paying attention to what our body really truly needs to feel safe and alive. So that would be one way for you to pay attention to in your environment. The other is that physical needs can absorb your attention. So what does Penny mean by that? First and foremost, your body must feel, like I mentioned, it must feel safe before you will actually be able to receive or allow any other information to come in. Because ultimately, our human body, its number one priority is to stay alive. So you might notice if you have tension building in your body with the environment that you're around. Just start noticing that. And then make a commitment to be deeply comfortable today. Either change your environment or you get to change your attitude about your environment. Because what if you couldn't really change your environment very much? A lot of times being adjunct faculty and teaching personal wellness, I have a lot of Running Start students that they live with their parents or a guardian, and the opportunity for actually to change their environment isn't there. So changing their attitude can be one way. Next up, name the problem. Just by naming the problem can actually often dissolve it. You might be hungry and didn't even realize you didn't eat all day. And you're like, oh, maybe that's why I'm hangry, a little bit angry and hungry. Or you might have been triggered by what someone said to you earlier in the day and you're still thinking about it, but you're not aware of it. So enough to just take a pause and notice your internal environment as well as your external environment can really help you. And then making intuition useful about harnessing your dreams and your imagination. Let's go ahead and take a short break, and I'm going to come back and we're going to dive into harnessing your dream and imagination a bit more. I'll leave us with this quote by Florinda Donner. She said that the moment one begins dreaming awake, a world of enticing, unexpected possibilities opens up. A world where the ultimate audacity becomes a reality, where the unexpected is expected. That's the time when man's definitive adventure begins. So I'll come right back after this short break and we'll talk about how your imagination is truly your ally in one of my favorite topics ever. Be right back after this short break.
In In our world today, we are often weighed down by pain, sorrow, insecurity, and complicated feelings of self. What if you could turn that pain into power? Join me, Christine Vibrant, on Waking Hope, a powerful show about nurturing healing and opportunity to find your purpose and better me empowered lives. Streaming live on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Have you lost sight of who you truly are? Thought leader Linda Lamp is here to help. She illuminates the divine within and walks you through the walls of illusion that hide the truth about your true nature. With her help, you can realize your true self, become a force for good, and create heaven on earth. The Internal Divinity Show, uplifting and illuminating the divine in your life. Second Tuesday of every month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Beth with Life in Full Expression, and today we're in the spiritual dimension of seven dimensions of life in full expression, and we're diving into really how to create your 2023 from being tapped in, tuned in to your intuition is a key ingredient that is really going to help you bring lasting change. And as I'm referencing two of some great books that I read about 10 years ago by Penny Pierce, The Intuitive Way and the book Frequency, I might actually do another episode on this. There's so much phenomenal information with this. So making intuition useful. How do we harness our dreams and imagination? Now, I have such a vivid imagination. Some people are like, Beth, let's get your feet on the ground a little bit, you know? So I began to think of myself as more of a tree that, you know, I can be growing up into the sky and I can be rooted into the earth so that my imagination can flow through all of it. So our imagination is actually our ally. And I love what Penny wrote in her book. She said that if you didn't have an imagination, then your logical mind would have nothing to do but repeat itself. Life would have no juice or zest. Can you say boring? Oh my goodness. That's right. Oh, that just scares me thinking about not having any juice or zest in my life and an imagination. So just recently, I was working with one of my entrepreneurial clients that is got a phenomenal business in actually electrician. And he came to me and he said, man, I really want a blueprint, an amazing 2023. I feel like I've kind of just leveled off, Beth, and there's like no juice in me anymore. Because, you know, he said like 2-3 years ago, it was really set in my wife and my mind that we really needed a house. We got two little boys. We really wanted to give them a great place to live. And he goes, man, I turned the juice up and I did everything I could to manifest that house. And now we built this house. We live in this great place. And now things just have kind of leveled off. And as we dove into the seven dimensions of his life, and I listened to, you know, what was going on, it was mundane. It was boring. I think the guy was literally dying from the inside out of boredom, because he was just, you know, doing the same old, same old, same old. And so one of the questions I asked him as we were looking at his seven dimensions of life and his social life and what gives him life, I go, well, what do you like to do for fun, Don? And he goes, seriously, I have a deep need for speed. I'm like, really? What? So tell me more about this. He's like, I love to just get in, you know, off-road ATVs and go as fast as I can and be on motorcycles. My sons have them. And I go, well, how often do you actually get to do that? It wasn't very often. And so as we tapped into his blueprint a little bit more, it was like, Don, you got to get out there and fill that need for speed. So it is going to bring the juice and the zest back into your life. And you can be out there using your creative juices to race the car all around. Use your imagination to make the car, you know, put more gizmos and gadgets on it that guys love to do. And after we got done with that two-hour session, he was like, oh my gosh, that's right. I want to bring that back into my life. So imagination is really going to fulfill. It bridges a function in our mind and helping link our lower mind and our upper brains. And you can read so much more about that in Penny's book, The Intuitive Way. And for intuition to finally become really conscious, you and I must interpret the images or symbols presented in our midbrain. There's a flow of information that goes through. So often it's not about us taking it in literally, but there's a lot of symbolism. And Penny does talk about and helps you interpret the symbolisms that you will have in your dreams. It's super cool. Now, imagination determines the quality of our lives, since what we can imagine is as far as we'll let ourselves go. Let me read that again. Imagination determines the quality of our lives, since what we can imagine is as far as we'll let ourselves go. So when I'm helping my clients create a blueprint for their life, I've learned from other mentors that, you know, just even pinning our hands out, that it's this or something even greater still. Because we're just coming from our current, you know, level of awareness, and we want to be open up to the infinite imagination. So I want to explain those three a little bit more, and I love the way Penny explains it in her book. So I'm just going to give us a quick read of that. So she says that imagination fills a bridging function in your mind by helping you to link your lower and upper brains. What does she mean by that? She says that as you have learned, an impulse actually rises from your reptile brain into your midbrain, and there takes on a sensory texture, tone, flavor, and feeling. The message comes alive and starts to become meaningful, but right before the message pops into the highest part of your brain, the neocortex, it becomes visual. So symbols exist halfway between the reality of the body and the reality of the spirit. They are the universal language of intuition served up to us via our imagination. See why our imagination is our ally? They act both to the ground abstract inspirations into the body and physical manifestations, as well as to raise instinctual knowledge into conscious recognition and meaningfulness. Now, next up, about intuition becoming conscious. She says you must interpret the images or symbols presented by the midbrain. Everything you have and know now has previously presented to you as a picture or a pattern in your imagination. So how do you pick what you're wearing today? Why did you arrange your furniture the way you did? How did you know where to plant the flowers in your garden? Can you remember the moment you got the picture you had a sense of about what to do? And if you look for and treasure those moments of revelation, your imagination and intuition will increase. Now, one of the results that I said at the very beginning of this episode was appreciation. So appreciating your imagination and intuition is key. And then finally, the last element that she was talking about here, that imagination determines the quality of our lives. We rarely pursue something unless we can imagine it first and get a felt sense. Again, one of my favorite authors is Neville Goddard. It's the feeling is the secret. You know, when we can sensorize things in our body, oh, that's a strong thing. She goes on to say that you need to get a felt sense of how it might unfold. Unless we can imagine it first and get a felt sense, really have a vivid imagination with its rich sensory input and endless variety of emotional tones, makes ideas more real for us and thus realizable. For example, at one of my seminars, Penny's seminars, she asked participants to list 5 things they'd love to do if money were no object. Since most people's lists can fill pages, I was shocked and moved when a middle-aged woman said in a soft voice that she had only been able to think of 2 things. And she just realized that her boring small town life was the result of her dearth of choices. So imagination truly is our friend in that. And I just want to say that really your subjective experience is reliable. Your inner and outer self is really your soul taking shape, and no part of you is false or unworthy. That spoke to me really quite a bit, that no part of us is false or unworthy, that our subjective experience really does matter. And if you trust your imagination to be the voice of your soul, then the greater your imagination, the more your true self can really become. So I wanted to just end us with, from Penny's book, The Frequency, she actually talks about 9 phases of transformation. And she defines transformation as change plus the next dimension. It's really an alchemic change that's going to be happening within you. Your identity shifts. She starts out by, you know, you have a dot, and then dots. If you have a lot of dots, they turn into a line. And if you have a lot of lines, they turn into planes. And then if you have a lot of planes, they are multiple planes and multiple dimensions. And so ultimately, you guys, we are a lot of dots, lines, planes, and dimensions. And we're energy and motion, which is change, really is going to create that transformation. So she names 9 processes here. Excuse me. And I'm going to give these up real quick as we come in for a landing with this episode and pick these up next Monday. So join me then. So first of all, when we're going through this transformation, it's not always very comfortable. Our spirit merges with our body and emotions and mind. Now, what is that? She gives sentences of what that might feel like. She says, I feel excited. I know there's more to life and I want something better. Have you ever said that to yourself? All right. Well, next phase that comes up is the frequency of life increases in every way, everywhere. And you might say this, I feel shaky and nervous. Everything bothers me. My body aches. I'm tired, but can't sleep. I want what I want right now. And then up next, 3, the personal collective subconscious mind empties. That's the next phase. You might say to yourself, I'm upset and afraid. Life is too intense and won't let up. My worst fears are taking shape. I can't control myself. Next phase, you retrench, refortify, resist, and re-suppress. You might say this to yourself, I do not have to change. I am in my own world and I'm right. Next phase, old structures break down and dissolve. You might hear yourself saying this, I need to change because nothing is working. I have to let go. I don't know who I am. And then next up, you stop, let go, and relax into your truest self. You could be hearing yourself say this, when I let go, it feels good. I can feel my real self everywhere and I love it. In fact, I prefer it. And from now on, I refuse to sacrifice this experience for anything. We've got three more as we come into a landing today. You re-emerge into the world like the phoenix. And you might hear yourself say this and experience this. I remember what I'm here for now. I want to get on with it. I'm excited about my own destiny. I can easily hold my new frequency, even when other people vibrate at a lower level. And then eight, relationship, family, and group experience are revolutionized. You could be experiencing this. I can use my new frequency, knowledge, to expand my relationships exponentially. Other people love to help me, and I love to help them. And then as we come into a landing, the last phase of transformation is enlightenment is grounded in every bit of matter. And you might say this, I feel free and unlimited. I can come and go through time, space, and beyond as I please. I can create anything and know anything instantly. And like I already said, I can manifest a journal in just a matter of a few hours of someone giving it to me. So with that, thank you for joining me on this episode of Life in Full Expression, where the key ingredient to lasting change is being tapped and tuned in to your own true intuition. Until next week, you guys go out there and create great things by asking expansive questions. Keep exploring, elevating, and expanding. And I'll see you next Monday on Life in Full Expression. Thanks for tuning in to Life in Full Expression with me, Beth Wolf. Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be your most elevated self and pursue a path of fulfillment, clarity, expansion, fun, and living your best life. If you would like to discover the seven dimensions of your life blueprint of expression, to fully express yourself, reveal your heart's clarity for dynamic direction, and activate your unique capability, visit BethWolf.com. That's Beth, W-O-L-F-E.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.com. Net.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.